This is Studio 360. I'm Kurt Anderson. In the movies these days, the young male hero tends to be a guy living in some kind of perpetual adolescence. Either that or a vampire, but let's not go there. With movies like The 40-Year-Old Virgin, Knocked Up, and Funny People, that character is usually played by Seth Rogen.
Today I, like, sat in my car, I smoked, like, 10 doobies, and then, like, went to go visit my girlfriend at
lunch. What?
So how do we explain this new archetype men are glomming onto? He can be found on the TV show Mad Men. It is set in the early 1960s, and the lead character, Don Draper, is an old-fashioned, square-jawed, hard-living advertising executive.
Every woman wants choices, but in the end, none wants to be one of 100 in a box. She's unique. She makes the choices, and she's chosen him. You've given every girl that wears your lipstick the gift of total ownership.
Don Draper, Seth Rogen, they're like opposite ends of a postmodern manliness spectrum. But Studio 360's Eric Molinsky discovered that some of Don Draper's biggest fans are very Seth Rogen kind of guys.
So I was talking to this guy at a bar, Neil Scapora. He's from the Bay Area. He says dude all the time. But when Neil watches the show Mad Men, he wishes he could wear a suit to work.
Dude, I don't have the function for it. That's the bummer. In California, so few people really have a calling to actually wear a formalized suit.
Neil's being modest. His boss instituted a dress code for the whole office just because Neil wore shabby t-shirts. He started wearing collared shirts, but they're always a little subversive, like a rat instead of an alligator. I asked him what would happen if Don Draper was his boss.
He probably would have beaten me in the alley. I would have been like an affront to his manhood. He probably would have just pummeled me with his chin for a while.
Hey, Don, look who's here.
It isn't the man in the gray flannel suit.
Oh, what the hell is that for?
Don Draper's nothing like me either. He's reserved while I'm effusive. He's formal. I'm casual. He erased his childhood. I still have my Star Wars action figures. But I also wish I could be more like him. I even started consulting a blog called What Would Don Draper Do?
Well, you'd want advice from this man who seems anointed.
Michael Dempster created the blog. It's a side project. In his day job, he writes for Howard Stern, who is about as far from Don Draper as you can get.
Yeah, my first impulse is always to make a joke about f***ing or, you know, transsexuals or something, but never to shut my mouth.
The blog is a lot cleaner. It works more like a Dear Abby column. For instance, someone wrote, Dear Don, I'm considering a long-distance relationship with someone who lives across the country. She's fantastic, but is it worth the distance and expense? Dempster does his best to channel Don Draper.
I like the idea of entering into any relationship with an assumed distance. A comfortable remove is a wise position. Long sounds too far for comfort.
It's interesting the way you like furrow your brow.
Well, I squint a little bit, but yeah, it's a very sober attitude that he has, even though he's not really ever sober.
Matt Caldicott is another Don Draper fan. He's jealous of Don's sense of privacy, something we've lost today.
There isn't much mystery in this day and age. I mean, most people can find out just about anything about you by going on Google.
Matt works in Spin, doing PR for internet companies. He says today, there's no way Don could be so secretive and maintain a professional reputation.
He would have to be out all the time. He would have to be on Twitter commenting on industry trends and issues. He'd have to do all sorts of things that, you know, going to sit in a bar after work just really wouldn't do for him.
I asked each of these guys what was the coolest thing Draper ever did. It wasn't the philandering, because we see how destructive that is to his family. It wasn't even the drinking and smoking at the office. It was the fact that at the end of season two, Don went on this business trip to California and disappeared for 3 weeks.
Mr. Draper, you're a sight for sore eyes.
Hello, Joan. It's good to be back.
Do you want to know if you've been missed? That's half your correspondence. Mr. Sterling has been very anxious to speak to you on a daily basis.
Call Roger in a half an hour and tell him I'll meet him in a half an hour. And Mr. Phillips, maybe I'll run into him in the men's room.
I mean, I know of situations where people are actually sending emails that basically say things to the effect of whereabouts. I can't imagine Don sitting down at his desk, sending out a one-line email saying, going to the movies for 3 hours this afternoon. Be back sometime before 5.
I think you're not suited for this job.
What did I do?
In addition to being incompetent, you threatened my reputation, and not just today.
Mr. Draper, I try to cover for you all the time.
You do not cover for me. You manage people's expectations.
is this not the whitest TV show you've ever seen? You know, there are some massive changes in the workplace of today that are not ever likely to be repeated.
Michael Kimmel is a sociologist. He doesn't think that fans of the show want to go back to a time when white men held power through racism or sexism. But those of us born after 1970 are seeing something very appealing in the workplace of the early 60s. In Don Draper's world, security, status, and stability are easy to obtain. If Don wants to, he could stay at Sterling Cooper for his entire career.
The guys in Mad Men, you know, they have an idea of what they want by the time they're 30, by the time they're 40. And you could ask them. And, you know, Seth Rogen, he can't tell you where he's going to be next week.
You know, the webpage or whatever is just something that you guys do for fun. Do you have a real job?
Well, that is our job.
Oh.
We don't technically get money for the hours we put in, but it is our job.
So how do you...
How do I pay rent? Okay. When I was in high school, I got ran over by a postal truck. I got like 14 grand.
Kimmel interviewed hundreds of young men for his book, Guyland. They're a lot like Judd Apatow characters. They have big dreams to be a filmmaker or an internet mogul, but they're just not sure how to get there.
The economy is so, it makes you so anxious. It's so tenuous. Any hold you might have can be taken away in an instant.
So they go from job to job, waiting for their big break. They're not boys anymore, but they'll never be men in gray flannel suits.
They're living with a level of anxiety that Don Draper never had to face. That's an infantilizing situation. That is, we're putting them in a situation where it's hard to be grown-ups, and then we're saying, okay, be grown-ups.
Banana Republic now sells Mad Men-style suits. Maybe if guys like me dress like Don Draper, we can feel more like grown-ups. But the great thing about Don Draper is that he secretly wants to escape from his suit. That's why we like him.
If I leave this place, it will not be for more advertising.
What else is there?
I don't know, life being lived?
For Studio 360, I'm Eric Molinsky.
The third season of Mad Men is now running on AMC.